Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Times this morning. They have a story that family members of a senior Garda who died by suicide 7 years ago have told his inquest of the intense pressure he was under during his investigation of the Regency Hotel shooting in 2016 and the subsequent trial. This is Detective Superintendent Colm Fox, who was found dead in his office in Ballymun Garda Station. A lot of people will remember this news in February 2018. He was the senior investigating officer tasked with investigating the fatal attack at the hotel, which was a major escalation in a feud between the Kinahan and Hutch organised crime groups. That inquest continues. You can read more of the detail from the inquest in at Dublin District Coroner's Court. Read more about that on the front page of the Irish Times. Jerry the Monk Hutch is all over the front pages again today. He gets some amount of media coverage, I'll tell you that. This podcast with Nicola Tallant, Crime World, is split over 3 days. So he's got about 3 hours on that podcast. And then every day in the papers, he's on the front pages just from that one podcast. So worthwhile, I'm sure, for him doing it because he gets a lot of publicity. So the Irish Sun says, a lot of people would find this quite ironic, and that's what the Sun is saying. He's having a laugh here. Jerry the Monk Hutch has called for more Gardaí on the streets of the capital. Obviously, he's running in the general election in Dublin Central. And Jerry the Monk Hutch says there's a massive policing problem. The Irish Daily Star, Monk's top the poll. Jerry the Monk Hutch is putting up his own posters. Like most other election candidates around the country, I saw some of them doing it in my own area recently, but it gets front page news when Jerry the Monk Hutch gets up on a poll and puts up a poster. And then the front of the Irish Daily Mirror says, My life is still kin danger. Jerry the Monk Hutch has claimed the Garda warning about the Kinahan threat to his life is still in force. He's still taking protections over his own personal safety. And the Irish Daily Mirror also tells us on the front page that the 61-year-old was out and about putting up his own election posters. Right, move on from Jerry the Monk Hutch to the Irish Daily Mail. Businesses warn Greens a 4-day week would cripple us. Businesses have warned the Green Party that the introduction of a 4-day work week will leave them crippled and result in higher prices for consumers. Roderick O'Gorman yesterday said that the party would establish a citizens' assembly to examine the introduction of a 4-day work week if they return to power. However, business groups have branded the move as unfeasible and out of touch. A lot of talk about the 4-day week. I see more talk in the UK about a 4-day week as well. Anytime you hear of trials for a 4-day week, they always seem to be wildly successful. Certainly these are the ones you hear about in the media. Maybe there are other examples where businesses have tried out a 4-day working week and it's been an absolute disaster, but you don't hear about it. What you hear is that they were successful. These are individual businesses now, as opposed to governments taking that decision, and businesses are warning that a 4-day week would cripple them. The Irish Independent on the front page, Gardaí to publish photos in bid to find 100 riots suspects. It's nearly a year since the November riots in Dublin, and Gardaí are set to take the unprecedented step. They're going to publish photos. This is very rare. The guards are going to publish photos of dozens of suspects because they want more convictions over the November riots. They have about 100 rioters on a suspect list. And apparently this is the first time in the history of the force that such a tactic has been used. Now, they have published photos in the past of suspects, but of such a large scale, this is the first time in history, and they're trying to identify suspects. More about that, I think there's a Garda briefing later on today as the anniversary approaches of the Dublin riots. I think the anniversary is on Saturday, maybe I'm wrong. Inside the papers, today is International Men's Health Day. The Irish Independent reminds us that men are still living 3.6 years shorter than women, with cancer overtaking heart disease as their biggest killer. Although the gap has narrowed, the life expectancy for a man in Ireland now is 80.5 years, And if you're a woman in Ireland, your life expectancy is 84.1. However, there's an even bigger divide for men in lower income groups who are falling far behind, according to the HSE. The weather never far from the papers, particularly when we've a cold snap coming. The Mirror reminding us four counties bracing themselves last night after Met Éireann issued status yellow snow and ice warning. Just looking at the forecast for today, the highest temperatures are 3 to 6 degrees. Going to be bitterly cold. And the counties Cavan, Donegal, Leitrim, Monaghan, I think Sligo was thrown into that as well with a weather warning. But from this evening, the whole country from 8 o'clock is under this yellow ice warning. It's going to be very, very cold overnight. Now, it never, ever stopped raining in Naas yesterday. Lashing rain as I was driving in this morning. And when all that freezes tonight, good luck to us all on the roads. So be very, very careful tomorrow morning. I also see advice in the Mirror that you should leave your curtains open during the cold snap. Now, I would always think that you close your curtains, keep the heat in. But apparently, experts suggest that keeping your curtains open during the day actually helps warm up your home. Even in snowy conditions, natural light and any sunlight can naturally heat a house. And curtain retailers are saying keep your curtains open during any sunny spells in the daytime to make the most of natural light and heat. So that's a bit of advice for you. A lot of people love the Traitors. I've never seen a minute of it. But The Sun tells us who's going to present the Irish one. Now, this is not confirmed, but it's an exclusive by Ken Sweeney, who tends to know things. And Ken Sweeney says that the new presenter, the first presenter of The Traitors, the Irish version, is Amy Huberman. The Sun understands that Amy Huberman has emerged as the front runner to present the show on RTE next year. They're desperate to sell the Irish version of the show internationally, and they've plumped for Amy, who has a profile in the UK. So that's why they want her. As I say, I can't judge because I have no idea about the show. I know Claudia Winkleman is the one in the UK and people love her, and she's very, very funny. So if it is Amy, we'll see how she gets on. If you're a fan of The Traitors, you'll be interested in that. Good news in the Mail. It's one of the nation's most celebrated creations, and now Kerrygold butter has been hailed as the butteriest butter in the world. Tasters who tried leading brands even eulogised about unwrapping a half-pound block of Kerrygold, describing it as almost transcendent. This is according to the New York Times, by the way. So very reputable, and they have found that Kerrygold butter is the best butter in the world, and they say peeling back the golden foil, catching a glimpse of the similarly golden butter beneath, and you're reaching for a knife and a slice of bread before you even know what you're doing. If it's not hard, though, because I always struggle with a pound of butter, it's always too hard for me to put on the toast, but if you can get over that, have it out long enough, then certainly Kerrygold is delicious, and congratulations to them. And indeed, Irish butter in general is delicious. It's only when you go abroad you realise how others cope, and there's nothing like Irish butter. Final story from the Star. A new study has found the slang words that are the most puzzling to people in Ireland. And apparently we're Googling these words here because we haven't a clue what they mean. The words are sigma, which means independent, day, which means woke, hawktua, which means spit, and pookie, which means lovable, are the most Googled words we don't understand in Ireland. Sigma, a word I've never heard of before. Sigma refers to an independent, self-reliant person who operates outside traditional social hierarchies, often described as a lone wolf. Pookie is a playful way to say someone is special. The traditional understanding of the word demure, meaning reserved, modest or shy, has now been broadened over the summer because of very demure, which means an appropriate makeup or fashion choice, apparently. So this is what we're all Googling.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.